Steve, normally a waypoint at Curzon, where you are, considering what they've done, would be a good result for you, but 0-0 tonight, will that do you?
No, we've come here to get 3 points. Is it going to be a point gained or 2 points dropped? Only time will tell. The only thing I can say is I can praise our lads there. We've chucked a system on them tonight, a bit of a different one. We've gone down early doors with Keel O'Brien getting injured in the warm-up. So we've had to change things about, and I can only praise the boys. Dead and buried weeks and weeks ago. Told them 3 games ago that we had a 19-game season and I give them a points tally. We're unbeaten in them 3 games. So at this moment in time, there's a lot of positives to take from this.
What happened to Keel O'Brien?
Pulled his hamstring in the warm-up. But that's Keel's last game now for the club. He's had an offer from Australia to go and play in Australia. So when it rains, it does pour, because obviously him and Big Fraser and the lads at the back have been doing well recently. So it's another snag that's it. This hits us hard, along with the injuries. But hey, listen, we get on with it. It's one of them things.
You're going to tell us what the points tally was?
I'll tell you probably end of year. But yeah, like I said to the lads, is there, we know, me and Paul, we come in like whatever week it is, and it's took us time. But if you look at the last 3 results, we're basically having a look now where we're very competitive in games. We wasn't competitive beforehand, and now we're making sure that ball doesn't go in that net, or that it's very hard for teams to score. Just on the flip side, we need to start putting the ball in the net, and that's at this moment in time. It's the only thing that we're lacking, really.
I think the last time I saw you play, which is probably before Christmas, you were lacking in confidence, clearly. Now, is that changing now?
I think, like you said, with the lacking in confidence, it's a bit of a shock to the lads, obviously, me and Paul coming in, and it's probably took them a time a little bit to realise with, obviously, our ways and everything like that, and they're slowly buying into it all. Lack of confidence, at the end of the day, is you're down there. So we've had to try and install that with them, and listen, I can only praise the lads. They've worked tremendously hard on the training ground, and they're doing things that we're asking of them now. Listen, there's still, what is it, there's 16 games left to go for us. So at this moment in time, I don't fear anyone. If it occurs in here tonight, if it's fouled, I don't fear anyone, because I know now we're quite capable of going to games and giving teams a game. Whereas before then, 5-6 weeks ago, probably a little bit longer, we weren't. But now, listen, like I said, I don't really fear anyone, because I know that we're more than a match. You won't give everyone a game.
Well, it's good that you don't fear anyone, because you've got a tough game on Saturday, haven't you? Stockport. Well, they're all tough for you, I know, but Stockport County, particularly tough.
Well, they're all tough, like you said. Stockport County away, tough, big atmosphere, it would test the character. But like you said, Curzon, they just beat Fylde and Darlington. So I mean, we beat Halifax, and people say, oh, it's a fluke. Halifax going to win 4 on the bounce. Gainsbury, we should have won at Gainsbury, the better side by far. They're going to beat Harrogate away. So there's a lot of good teams in this league, but I think we're a decent team when we get our stuff together. It's just quite not clicking up front at the moment. Obviously, at the back, it seems to be working all right. So just try to catch that happy medium. But listen, we've got a decent team there now, and we'll see what it takes us come the end of the year.
You're sounding quite upbeat.
Well, listen, I've got to do it.
You're more cheerful than your mates, aren't you?
Well, listen, me and Paul, we've got to be upbeat. Anyway, end of the day, you know what I mean? There's points to be played for at end of the day. And I've had people speak to us now, and they can see a change in it. And it definitely has changed, obviously, since the last time you come. And we've got to believe in it. If the lads don't believe in it, what's the point of turning out every week? People going to pay their money. Listen, like I said, it's going to be hard, but I'm sure come the end of the season, I'm sure we'll have enough points to stay up.
Are you enjoying the challenge in a weird sort of way?
Yeah, listen, I enjoy any challenge. Listen, we wouldn't have left, you know what I mean? We left a good club to come here. The thing is, though, is we wanted to test ourselves. You never know if the chances are ever going to happen again. Has it been hard? Yes, it has been hard. Have we learned things? Yes, we have. Listen, me and Paul get things wrong. We said this to the lads, and we're more than honest than anything, and we have got a lot of things wrong this year, but we've got a lot of things right this year. So like I said, it is an hard challenge, but listen, it's a challenge that we relish. If otherwise, like I said, we could just go to bed now and give up, but we ain't giving up no ghost.
So Stalybridge is staying up?
Yeah, Stalybridge is staying up. Like I said, there's points to be played for. If I said to you now Stalybridge are going down, or doesn't send a good message out to the players or the fans, does it? You know what I mean? So, listen, we've got to be positive. We know it's going to be hard, but the lads have got to keep buying into what we're doing. And listen, at this moment in time, we're close. We're not quite there yet, but we're close. And we keep picking points up, and we'll just see where it takes us.
So I know you can't, obviously you can't say we're going down, but you are really confident that you're going to stay up?
Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm confident, yeah. You know what I mean? People keep asking me this, and they say, well, you're down. I say, well, until it's mathematically possible. You know what I mean? There's 50 odd points to play for still. You know what I mean? There's still points down the table, so let's see what it takes. Like I said to you before, don't fear anyone on our game. Our squad, since we've come in now, it's the best squad. We've got headaches picking an 11, we've got headaches picking a 16, because we've now got options, different options. So we've got options all over. We can change it, we can do whatever we need to do to win games. And that's a good thing as a manager there, is that we have got them options. And so when we come to play Stockport, when we come to play Kidderminster, when we come to play Salford, we've got a decent squad there where we can obviously put out a team that's going to pick points up.
Great.